Good morning. Welcome to our service of morning prayer on this Tuesday, May the 12th, 2020, as we commemorate Florence Nightingale. And we welcome you to join us for prayer. My name is Pastor Kit Greaves, incumbent of Christ Church Anglican in Oshawa. And with me is my son, Justin Greaves.
Good morning.
No, that wasn't Justin. That was one of the cats. Bree, possibly. We may hear other sounds in the background, but well, we shall carry on. Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. O come, let us worship. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the caverns of the earth and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Oh, come, let us worship.
A reading from Micah chapter 6. Verses 6 to 8. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with our God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 73, verses 23 to 29. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me with honor. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire other than you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Indeed, those who are far from you will perish. You will put an end to those who are false to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, to tell of all your works.
A reading from Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 40. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the Lord King will answer them, Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Florence Nightingale is a nurse and social reformer, and we commemorate her today from For All the Saints, Prayers and Readings for Saints Days. Florence Nightingale, we remember her work during the Crimean War, which took place between 1854 and 1856. Hearing the voice of God and animated by the spirit of service, she organized the first modern nursing service in the British field hospitals at Scutari and Balaclava. In the midst of appalling conditions, she was tireless in her efforts to relieve the suffering of wounded and dying soldiers. Her solitary vigils in the hospital wards led the popular press to call her the Lady of the Lamp and the Angel of Scutari. Nightingale's labors helped to disperse the age-old prejudice against nurses and gave the profession high respectability in later Victorian England. Her example also helped to liberate middle-class women from their subordinate and passive role in society. She lived for another 54 years and had enormous influence on public affairs. But in private, her personality became increasingly unbalanced. She deliberately wrecked the careers of several people who disagreed with her, and convinced that God directly revealed her opinions to her, she ignored the church and ceased to attend its liturgy. Nevertheless, by the time of her death, in the year 1910, her reputation had assumed mythical proportions, and to this day she is still honored as the founder of modern professional nursing. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
Intercessions and thanksgivings for this week of the fifth Sunday of Easter. No, the sixth Sunday of Easter. No, the fifth Sunday of Easter. Yes, I was right. Empowered by the Lord's promise that he will do whatever we ask in his name, let us pray, saying, we ask this in Jesus' name. For the Church of God and for its leaders, that our lives may be for the glory of God alone, let us pray. For vigorous efforts to unite all Christian peoples, lest factions, jealousies, and other schisms prevent the spread of the gospel. Remembering especially our bishops, Justin, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Linda, our primate, Andrew, our diocesan, Priscilla, our area bishop, for all clergy and people in their ministries, for all who exercise a ministry of preaching, that their words may be full of the Spirit and of wisdom, proclaiming God's word and its truth. We pray for those whose hearts are troubled and anxious, remembering especially those who've asked us to pray for them. for those who are expecting, for Jen and Clarissa, sister-in-law of Rita, for Mary Aldridge and all our shut-ins of Christ Church or wherever they may be, for Joanne's dad and mom, for Mike, Bill, Nancy's friend, Haley, Eddie, and Noah, and all those known to us for whom we wish to mention silently or aloud at this time. For those who will be born today, as my wife and I remember our son Andrew, who was born this day 28 years ago, on May the 12th, who lived for 5 days. Also remembering those who are suffering with the COVID-19 and those who care for them, those who work in close proximity with one with another in the dental business service, those looking for work or are troubled by financial concerns or having to accommodate or housed in other locations than their perhaps first choice, that we might listen to God's Spirit and God's will as He directs us through the time of our lives as we trust Him. That they may find support in our care, let us pray. For this local community, all the communities from which we come, for governments, business, labor, those seeking to reopen following the health professionals' guidance, that our belief in God will be deepened by the word and sacrament, though we're not able to share the sacrament in the same way in a church building. We have the sacramental activities of eating every day and of fasting, and we give all of that to God in those special moments, especially those planning funerals or weddings. And we pray for God's patience for each. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, we bring these and all our needs to you, filled with confidence in the power of Jesus' name. Hear us and answer our prayers in your great wisdom and love. We ask this through Christ, who is our risen Lord, now and forever. The collect for this day. Life-giving God, you alone have power over life and death, over health and sickness. Give power, wisdom, and gentleness to those who follow the lead of Florence Nightingale, giving thanks for all those who, PSWs and RPNs and nurses, and all health professionals on the front line, including our daughter Clarissa, that they bearing with them your presence may not only heal, but bless and shine as lanterns of hope in the darkest hours of pain and fear. Through Jesus Christ, the healer of body and soul, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from a time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for joining us in prayer. Continue in your prayerful ways through the day, mindful of God's presence and promises of Holy Spirit with us. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow. Blues from Matthew 25 by Bowmanville's Bob Dylan. His name is Peter Parrott. Blues from Matthew 25.
I was a stranger, yet you took me in. I was a stranger, yet you took me in. tea and coffee, even called me friend. When I went to jail, you came to visit me. A lonely prisoner waiting to be free. You couldn't break the lock, but you brought sympathy. When I was cold, you gave me clothes to wear. When I was cold, you gave me clothes to wear. A hat and a coat to show how much you care. When I was sick, you were there for me. A temperature about 103. You didn't think twice, you brought aspirin and ice. One little candle puts darkness on the run. Get up, stand tall, go out and help someone. What you've done for the weakest, you've done for God's own son. Fed me tea and coffee, even called me.